stand at the rack and look at log ends in full shade. Healthy end grain shows tight rings with no pale film. Readiness shows up as fine white marbling inside the rings, or a thin white ring tucked under the bark edge. Those marks mean spawn reached the outer zones and wants a trigger. No marks, no soak. Tools for this step. Clean stock tank or tote, large enough to cover a log. Food safe weight, like a brick wrapped in a freezer bag or a cinder block in a clean contractor bag. Hose and spray head. Timer or watch. Thermometer for water if you keep one in the kit. Two blocks for draining. Notebook for dates and times. Three checks before any soak. End check. Shine a small light across the cut face. Look for white marbling or a white ring near bark. Light marks count. Solid white across the face is not required. Weight trend. Read the luggage scale number you track weekly. After a hose session, the number jumps, then drifts down. When readiness grows, a charge holds longer. If weight now holds more days than it did in spring, spawn knit through more wood. Bark response. Press a thumb near a drilled row. Bark feels firm with slight give. If bark feels papery and warm, return to Chapter 6 work and build moisture first. If two of three checks say go, plan the first soak. Water prep. Fill the tank with clean cold water. Avoid hot hose water from a line baked in sun. Run the hose a few seconds, then start filling. Target water in the 40s to low 60s Fahrenheit. Colder water gives a stronger shock. Do not add ice unless air sits above 90 for days and you need a bigger drop. Submerge and wait. Lower one log into the tank. Use a clean weight to keep wood underwater. No oil, no rust flakes, no dirt. Place the weight near the center, so ends do not flare up. If bubbles rise nonstop for more than a minute, stop and tilt the log to burp air, then reset the weight. Soak time by size. Thin logs around 3 to 4 inches. 12 to 16 hours. Medium logs around 5 to 6 inches. 16 to 20 hours. Thick logs around 7 to 8 inches. 20 to 24 hours. Count from full submersion, not from first contact with water. Drain and stage. Lift the log with two hands. Hold over the tank for 10 seconds. Set upright on two blocks, so both ends hang free and water leaves fast. Leave in shade with airflow for 30 to 60 minutes until dripping slows to an occasional drop. Fruiting position. Stand the log upright on a rack or lean at a 45-degree angle against a rail. Leave 2 inches of daylight between neighbors. Air should move across both faces. No direct sun at noon. No puddles at the base. Post-soak care. Do not hose the surface. The soak charge the core. Keep the site in steady shade and airflow. If a heat wave hits, mist once in the evening with a fine spray to keep bark from crusting. Stop misting once pins show. Pin timeline. Pins form in 5 to 10 days. Start checks on day 3. Look in bark seams and around sealed holes. Early pins look like tan pegs. Growth speeds up when nights sit in the 50s or low 60s and days run in the 60s to 70s. If days hit the high 80s, pins slow until cooler air returns. What early and late look like? Early soak. No pins by day 10, or a few weak pins that stall. Let the log rest 6 to 8 weeks. Add shade and water discipline for the run-up to a second attempt. Late soak. Huge flush with caps crowding and tearing, slow recovery afterward. Next time, shorten soak hours by a few and start checks earlier. Large flushes look nice in photos but drain energy. False signals to ignore. Green film near holes is not readiness. Fix air and water, then wait. Moss on bark is not readiness. Moss grows in shade with damp air. Adjust airflow. One white streak in end grain with no ring near bark often reflects an old branch path. Wait for a ring or more marbling. Test log method for bigger stacks. Pick one log from a batch as a lead. Soak it first. Track days to pins and harvest window. Soak the next group once the lead shows pins. This reduces risk across a full rack and staggers harvest work. Clean tank practice. Scrub the tank before first use. Rinse after each soak. If silt collects, drain and rinse before the next log. Store the weight clean and dry. Replace bags when scuffed. Safety for water work. Water adds mass fast. Lift with legs and a helper. Keep floors clear and dry. No loose cords near the tank. Keep children and pets away during soaks and moves. Wear gloves for grip. Cold water stiffens hands, so take short breaks. Environmental triggers in plain terms. The soak cools wood, raises internal moisture, and spikes oxygen at the surface when you drain. Those shifts tell spawn to fruit. Shade and air keep pins from drying. Clean surfaces keep mold away while caps form. Observation schedule. Day 1 to 2. Leave the log alone in deep shade. No touching. Day 3 to 5. Walk by twice daily. Morning and evening. Scan for pins. No spraying unless heat threatens bark. Day 6 to 10. Watch edges of caps. Once edges roll slightly and caps approach flat, move to Chapter 8 for harvest timing. Metrics to record. Soak start and end time. Water temperature at start if you measure it. Drain time. Date of first pins. Date of first harvest. Weight per pick. Notes on cap quality and any pests. Place these lines under the log ID in your sheet. Three examples. Example 1. For inch red oak, first season, late September. End grain shows a faint white ring. Weight holds higher for 2 days after a hose session. You choose a 12-hour soak from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Water reads 54F at start. You drain and stand upright. Pins appear on day 5. First harvest on day 8 with tight rolled edges. Total weight for flush 1 reads 2.3 pounds. Example 2. 6-inch sugar maple, mid-season, early June. Ends show white marbling with a clear ring. Weight trend holds for 3 days after rain. You soak 20 hours overnight and into the morning. Water sits near 58F. Pins on day 4, heavy set on day 6. You thin caps by picking a few early to open space. Total weight reads 4.1 pounds. Rest period set for 8 weeks. Example 3. 7-inch beech, early season, April. Ends show only faint streaks with no ring. You soak anyway. 10 days pass with no pins. You record the miss and return to incubation work. Shade cloth rises from 60 to 80% for May and June. By late July, a clear ring appears. Second attempt in August yields a steady flush. Avoid these errors. Do not soak logs with loose bark or long open cracks. Those pieces lose water too fast and invite contamination. Do not leave logs underwater for days. Long soaks starve wood of oxygen and tire spawn. Do not stack wet logs tight against each other. Pins rot when air stands still. Do not drag ends across gravel after a soak. End grain picks up grit and holds dirt near food. Small upgrades that help. Add a drain spigot to the tote so you do not bale by hand. Place a rubber mat under the tank for stable footing. Keep a cheap kitchen timer clipped to the rack. Stick a chart on the fence with soak time by size so helpers follow the same rule. Reading the ends over time. Take a photo of each end before soak 1, then after the first rest, then before soak 2. Tape photos to the wall under the log ID. Patterns in marbling help you predict timing next season. Thick logs often show stronger marbling before flush 2 than before flush 1. Rest period after first flush. Set a rest of 6 to 8 weeks before the next full soak. No dunking during rest. Keep shade and airflow steady. Water only to gloss in heat. Once rest ends, repeat the 3 readiness checks. Do not force a second flush on schedule alone. Walk the rack at dawn. Caps sit wide with edges still slightly rolled. Gills show pale tan, not dark brown. You lift one log with your knee and see a tight cluster near a sealed hole. You set a clean bin on a crate so you do not bend and crush caps. Knife in hand. Work starts now. Pick time and window. Harvest in the cool morning or at dusk. Aim for caps that are almost flat with a gentle roll at the edge. Skip caps that turned fully flat with edges lifting. Those drop weight and shelf life. If heat builds by midday, move harvest earlier. Cut method. Use a clean, sharp knife or shears. Cut the stem at the bark line. Keep bark intact. Do not twist and rip. Twisting opens wounds and drags debris. Lay each cap gill down in the bin as a single layer. Stems face the same direction. Order protects edges. Field sorting. Grade as you pick. A grade. Thick caps with slight roll. Clean margins. B grade. Flat caps with minor blemish or small slug scrape. C grade. Torn edges, dark gills, or cracked caps. Place grades in separate bins. You cook B and C first. You dry trim ends that feel woody. Clean handling. Brush off flecks with a soft brush. Do not wash in the field. Water on caps shortens shelf life. If soil sticks, trim that part away with a knife. Keep bins shaded. Keep them off the ground. Move to a cool room at once. Chill fast. Place caps in a refrigerator within 1 hour. Target 34 to 38F. use a vented tray or a shallow box lined with paper. Do not seal in plastic. Mushrooms breathe. If you need a cover, use a loose lid or a second sheet of paper on top. Check once after 1 hour. Replace any damp paper. Short storage. Hold a grade for 3 to 5 days at 34 to 38°F with moderate humidity. B and C grade hold 1 to 3 days. Check daily. Remove soft or wet pieces. Use those in the kitchen the same day. Do not stack heavy loads on top of caps. Weight bruises the gills. Drying option. Slice caps thick or leave small caps whole. Spread on dehydrator trays in a single layer. Set 100 to 115°F. Dry until pieces snap clean with no bend. Cool to room temperature. Pack in airtight jars with a fresh desiccant pack. Label with date and log ID. Store in a dark cupboard. Rehydrate later in hot water for 15 to 20 minutes. Save the soak liquid for stock after you strain out grit. Cooking basics for fresh shiitake. Trim tough stem ends. Wipe caps with a dry cloth. Heat a pan until a drop of water dances. Add a light film of oil. Place caps gill side down first. Do not crowd. Let them sear. Flip once edges brown. Salt near the end. Cook through. Raw shiitake can cause a rash in some people. Full cooking fixes this risk. Weight and records. Weigh each pick. Record by log ID and grade. Add notes on cap thickness, edge roll, and any insect or slug marks. Example line. OAK, 01, pick 1, 1.6 pounds, mostly a grade, edges rolled, one cluster with slug scrape trimmed. Maximizing quality. Pick clusters before caps press against each other. Crowding tears edges and traps moisture. Use two hands for large caps. Support from below and cut clean. Move full bins to shade as soon as they fill. Warm mushrooms sweat in cold fridges. Sweat means water on caps. Water invites rot. Sanitation cycle. Wash knives and shears after each session. Hot water and soap. Rinse and dry. Wipe bins with a mild food safe cleaner. Dry fully before the next harvest. Clean tools cut cleaner and reduce waste. Trim and byproduct use. Save clean stem trimmings for stock. Dry them with cap pieces. Use scraps the same day. Do not keep slimy stems. Those go to compost. Keep the compost away from the rack to avoid pests. Managing a heavy flush. If a big set breaks at once, pick in waves. First pass at dawn for near flat caps. Second pass near dusk for those that rolled during the day. If heat runs high, stage a fan across the sorting table to keep caps cool while you work. Keep extra paper on hand for swaps when sheets get damp. Quality checks at the rack. Edges. Look for a slight inward curl. Gills. Pale tan to light brown. Surface. Dry to touch. No slime. Stem base. Free of bark. If bark lifted during growth, trim that away. What to leave? Tiny pins under a mature cluster can stay. They will not gain much if the cluster above shaded them. If you see strong pins on a quiet face, leave them. They will size up after the current flush clears and the log rests. What to remove? Split, watery caps. Caps with deep slug channels. Caps with dark, soft spots. Remove these from the site. Do not compost near the rack. Bag and bin or move compost away from stack areas. Packaging for sharing. Use shallow boxes or vented clamshells. Line with dry paper. Cap side up in one layer when possible. Label date, grade, and origin as log-grown shiitake. Keep boxes cold until handoff. Share storage tips with the recipient. Fridge cold. Vent open. Use soon. Three clear examples. Example 1. Cool fall morning. You pick a grade caps with a slight roll. Knife cuts at the bark line. Caps go into a single layer. You chill within 30 minutes. Storage holds 3 days. Weight reads 2.3 pounds for the first pick. Example 2. Warm spring evening. Caps spread wide by noon. You move harvest to dusk. Edges still roll a little. Some caps touched and tore. You grade those B. Total 3.4 pounds. You cook B grade that night. A grade chills for 2 days. Example 3. Heavy summer flush. Many caps press together. You harvest in 2 passes. You set a fan near the table. You dry 2 pounds and eat the rest fresh over 2 days. Notes show slight darkening on one cluster near a tight spot. You flag that rack section for more spacing before the next flush. Common mistakes and fixes. Twisting caps off. Fix by switching to a clean cut. Twisting wounds bark and drags grit into food. late picks. Flat caps with lifted edges lose weight. Fix by walking the rack twice a day during peak. Washing fresh mushrooms. Water shortens shelf life. Fix by brushing and trimming only. Sealed storage. Caps sweat and soften. Fix by using vented trays and paper liners. Hot handling. Warm bins in the yard lead to condensation in the fridge. Fix by shading the table, working faster, and chilling sooner. Food safety notes. Keep raw and cooked foods separate in the kitchen. Rinse cutting boards. Cook shiitake through. Chill leftovers within 2 hours. Reheat to steaming. Link to yield planning. Record weight by log and date. After 3 picks, you can plot a simple trend. If grade skews low due to torn edges, look back at spacing and shade from chapter 5. If caps slimed fast, review fridge setup and chilling speed. Site hygiene. Keep a 1 foot bare strip around the rack. Rake leaves and weeds. Move compost and feed bins far from the stack. Store spawn and wax indoors. Clean spills the same day. Food smells pull animals. Elevation. Lift every log off soil. Use pallets on bricks. Add rails for lean racks. Slugs hate dry gaps. A 2-inch air pocket under each piece blocks ground routes. Copper and barriers. Wrap copper tape around rack legs at knee height. Clean the tape with vinegar on a rag before you stick it. Press hard for full contact. Add a second band near the base if slugs still bridge the gap. For crib stacks, slip a copper sleeve over each leg. Keep sleeves clean. Tarnish slows the effect. Slug patrol. Walk at dusk with a headlamp and a cup of salty water. Pick and drop slugs into the cup. Use gloves. Repeat after rain. Iron phosphate bait works around the outside of the rack. Keep bait on the ground edge, not on pallets. Read the label. Pet safe versions exist. Reapply after heavy rain. Wire defenses. Wrap the rack with 1/2-inch hardware cloth to hip height. Leave a walk gate with 2 clips. This blocks rabbits and slows rodents. For deer, run a 5 to 6 foot fence of poly deer net around the zone. Keep it tight. Pin the base with landscape staples. Deer hate tight corners and low lines near feet. Bird netting for peak flushes. When pins explode, drape bird netting over a simple frame that sits a few inches off bark. Keep net clear of caps. Birds peck edges and mark caps. Remove net after harvest to improve airflow again. Squirrels and chipmunks. These animals test weak points. Lash top layers with 2 straps. Set traps only if laws allow and you hold the required permits. Safer first steps beat traps. Reduce food sources nearby. Seal feed bags. Clean barbecue drips. Close trash lids tight. Green mold at holes. Look close at wax caps. A pale green ring means wet air and still air. Thin the stack. Open gaps. Add a light breeze path. Stop hose work for a few days. On the next clear warm day, scrape the green film at each spot with a clean blade. Touch a thin swipe of warm wax over the scrape. Record this in the log. Return the next day and check again. Moss on bark. Moss signals shade without flow. Lift shade cloth or trim 1 branch. Raise a rack leg by 1/2 inch to tilt tops into the breeze. Do not scrape moss unless it covers 1/2 the face. Fix air first. Ants. Ants farm scale on wet wood. Tighten the dry strip around the rack. Dust diatomaceous earth in a ring outside the bare zone during a dry week. Rain turns it to paste, so time the dust. Rodents. Mice and rats chew caps and stems. Remove clutter near the rack. Store boards vertical, not flat. Keep grass cut. Hardware cloth with 1/4-inch mesh stops them at the fence line. If a burrow appears, flood the hole once, then fill with gravel and tamp. Pets. Dogs knock racks. Cats leave hair on caps. Set a short fence. Place a water bowl away from the rack, so animals do not climb in your soaked tank. Insects on caps. Fungus gnat adults land on wet caps. Fix water at the source. No sprinklers. Mist only if heat threatens bark. Harvest on time. Overripe caps draw insects. Sanitation during heavy fruiting. Keep a trash bag at the table. Trim waste goes straight in. Wipe knives when moving from damaged caps to clean caps. Wash bins after each pick day. Dry bins in sun before storage. Night checks. Pests move at night. Walk the rack once after dusk for 3 days after a rain. Use a headlamp. Look under pallets and along rails. Remove slugs and snails. Note fresh scat or tracks. Tighten the fence if you see signs. Weather shifts. Heat wave. Slugs surge. Double patrols. add copper at weak legs. Drought. Deer push fences for moisture. Raise fence height and tighten ties. Storms. Straps loosen. Retighten the next morning. Three setups that work. Example 1. City yard slug trouble only. Bare strip plus copper sleeves on four rack legs. Dusk patrols three nights a week in July. Iron phosphate along the outer gravel line after rain. Slug damage drops to near zero. Example 2. Suburban fence line with deer and squirrels. Hardware cloth to hip height and poly deer net at 6 feet. Straps over the top layer. Feed and trash stored in tight bins. No teeth marks on caps after 2 weeks. Fence stays tight through the season. Example 3. Humid coastal lot with green mold at wax caps. Stack spacing increases by 2 inches. Reed screen moved to leave a breeze lane. Hose work cut by half. On a clear day, scrape and rewax 10 spots. Mold retreat recorded in 2 days. No spread after changes. Checks to add to your log sheet. Date. Pest seen. Actions. Fence condition. Strap tension. Cleanliness grade 1 to 5. Next step. Short lines keep you honest and ready. What not to do. Do not bait with beer near the rack. It draws more slugs and flies. Do not sprinkle salt on wood. Salt burns bark. Do not spray broad poisons near food. You will harvest here. Use traps and barriers with care and within rules. Safety. Wear gloves for wire work. Cut hardware cloth edges smooth. Tie tools to your belt when you climb a short ladder. Keep children and pets away during fence builds. Wash hands after slug patrols and before harvest work. Year view. Year 1 focuses on spawn run and a first controlled flush. Year 2 and year 3 carry prime output. Years 4 and 5 taper. Keep the loop simple. Soak, fruit, harvest, rest. Repeat until signs say retire. Rest length. Set 6 to 8 weeks between forced soaks. Shorter rests drain logs. Longer rests leave food on the table. Write a fixed rest for each batch, so helpers follow the same rhythm. Batch rotation. Group logs so work spreads across weeks. Example for 12 pieces. Batch A logs 1 to 3. Batch B logs 4 to 6. Batch C logs 7 to 9. Batch D logs 10 to 12. Soak one batch every 2 weeks during prime seasons. Each batch rests 6 to 8 weeks before it returns to the tank. Staggering keeps harvest steady and avoids one giant flush on a single weekend. Seasonal timing. Spring. Start soaks once 2 of 3 readiness checks read positive. Cool water, cold nights, and steady shade favor tight caps. Summer. Heat slows pins. Raise shade, tighten airflow, extend rests to the long end. Use dawn or dusk for soaks and handling. Fall. Prime window in many regions. Resume a 2-week batch cadence. Plan for strong sets and heavy harvest weeks. Winter. Hold in cold zones. No soaks during hard freeze. Resume once thaws arrive. Yield planning. Run simple math from hole count and past weights. A life total often lands near 10 to 20% of dry log weight. Spread this across 2 to 4 flushes per year. Write a target per batch on a card. Compare picks to target after each season. Expand or slow your build based on those numbers. Calendar system. Post a wall calendar with color codes. Blue for soak dates. Green for harvest windows. Orange for rest end points. Add a slim tag to each log showing last soak date on one side and next eligible date on the other. Flip the tag when you dunk. Soak hours by size across years. First year. Use the longer end of the time range to charge a new run. Peak years. Use mid-range times to balance output and recovery. Late years. Use shorter soaks to avoid blowout flushes and long recovery. Force versus weight. If a storm drops an inch of cold rain and pins pop on rested logs, skip forcing those pieces. Let rain trigger one batch. Update the cards so rests shift forward for only those logs. Rotation works best when rules flex to real fruiting. Clustering and spacing. Heavy sets in year 2 often show crowding. Thin in the moment by taking a few caps early to open space. Next season, widen spacing for those racks by 2 inches before fruiting returns. Energy budget. Large flushes look rich, but pull energy hard. If a batch produces a huge set in spring, extend its rest to 8 weeks before the next dunk. Use water discipline during rest. Moist, not soaked. Fast repeats stunt later sets. Test log method for large racks. Pick one marked lead in each batch. Soak the lead first. Watch days to pins. If pins lag past day 8 in cool weather, push the rest of the batch out 1 week. One lead saves 6 misses. Label upkeep over years. Re-ink faded ends each spring. Replace tape labels under a thin wax edge if edges lift. Labels link weights and rests to strain and species. Lose labels and notes lose meaning. Retirement signs. Bark loss over 1/3 of surface. Deep longitudinal cracks from end to end. Weak sets across 2 forced cycles despite clean shade and water. Thin caps with dark gills on day 1. Green mold returns at multiple wax caps after airflow fixes. Any 2 signs say move the piece off the rack. Retirement process. Stop forcing. Stand the log in a garden border or under shrubs. Fruit will trickle in rain for a while. Once output stops, move wood to a path edge or firewood stack. Clean the rack spot and slide a new piece into the rotation under the old batch code. Scaling plan. For logs, work them as one batch every 7 to 8 weeks in spring and fall. 12 logs. Use 4 batches on a 2-week cadence in spring and fall, longer rests in summer. 24 logs. Use 6 batches. Assign a helper to 1 batch day with a written card for soak time, rack position, and harvest windows. Examples. Example 1. 8 logs split into 2 batches. Spring soaks on weeks 1 and 3. Summer rests stretch to 8 weeks. Fall soaks return on weeks 1 and 3 again. Total of 3 to 4 flushes per log across the year with steady Saturday harvests. Example 2. 16 logs on a lean rack. For batches. Blue marks on a shop calendar every other Tuesday. Harvests land Thursday to Sunday after each soak. One batch hits a huge set in May. Rest extends to 8 weeks for that group. Output stays even through September. Example 3. Mixed species yard. Oak in batches A and B. Maple in C and D. Oak holds water better in heat, so those batches carry summer work with longer rests. Maple batches shift to spring and fall windows. Year 2 totals beat year 1 by a wide margin with less guesswork. Data review after each season. List total pounds per batch, average days to pins, average harvest window length, number of forced cycles, and any pest or mold incidents. Circle any batch with slow recovery or weak caps. Adjust shade, spacing, soak hours, or rest length for only those pieces. Avoid wide changes across the whole yard. Spare capacity. Leave 1 slot open in each batch row. Space helps airflow and gives room for new pieces next spring. Do not pack racks to the edge. Packed racks grow mold and force awkward lifts. Safety and labor over years. No lifts over shoulder height. Replace cracked pallets. Tighten straps each month. Rotate helpers across tasks so one person does not carry all dunk work. A smooth rotation reduces strain and keeps quality high. Spring setup. Stack site sits at the north fence with steady shade near 80%. Crib stack 2 layers tall on pallets set on bricks. Air moves through a hand-width gap. Ends sealed. Wax caps intact. A rain gauge and a pocket thermometer hang on a post. A ribbon test shows a slow pulse in light breeze. Incubation notes, March to May. Weekly weight check on the same hook every Sunday at noon. Week 1 reads 21.6 pounds after inoculation. Week 2 reads 21.4. Week 3 reads 21.5 after light rain. Bark shows firm give. No cracks. Hose work only when the bark dulls and wind dries fast. No soaks. No tank work. Heat and a dry spell, June to July. Rain gauge shows 0.1 inches for the week of June 24th. Shade holds, but wind strips moisture by late day. Evening hose to a uniform gloss 2 nights in a row. July 2nd to July 8th you miss checks during travel. You return to dull, warm bark and 2 short end cracks. Fixes go in. Add 60% shade cloth above the rack. Lift spacing by 1 inch. Evening sprays every other day for 1 week. Cracks seal with a thin wax wipe. Weight trend rises again within 5 days. Late summer to early fall checks. End grain shows a faint white ring by August 28th. Weight holds higher for 2 days after a hose session. Bark feels firm. 2 of 3 readiness checks say go. You plan the first full dunk for mid-September when nights cool. First soak and flush. Soak date September 14th. Water runs clear and cold. You let the hose clear hotline water for 30 seconds. Start at 7 p.m. full submersion with a clean brick in a sealed bag as weight. Water reads 56 F at start. Pull at 11 a.m. the next day. Total time 16 hours. Drain upright on blocks for 40 minutes. Stand the log on the lean rail with 2 inches of daylight to each side. Pins on day 5. First pick on day 8 at dawn. Caps show a slight roll. Second pick on day 10. Total weight for flush 1 reads 2.6 pounds. A grade 2.1. Be grade 0.5 from one tight cluster that touched and tore. Notes at a spacing fix on that rail for next time. Rest and reset. Set a rest of 7 weeks. No dunking during rest. Water only to gloss during a warm spell. Shade cloth stays up through early October, then comes down as nights cool and air dries mold risk. Second soak and flush. Readiness holds by late October. Stronger marbling at ends and clear ring under bark. Weight trend holds 3 days after rain. Soak on November 10th. Start 6 p.m. and 12 noon. 18 hours for a thicker feel after the first flush. Water reads 52 f. Drain and stage as before. Pins show on day 4. Harvest on days 7, 8, and 9. Total weight for flush 2 reads 3.1 pounds. A grade 2.5. Be grade 0.6 from 2 caps with slug scrapes near the base. Slug notes trigger an evening patrol and a copper sleeve wipe with vinegar. No further damage that week. Quality storage and use. A grade chills at 36 f in vented trays with paper. Holds 3 days without loss. Be grade cooks the day of the pick. 2 pounds dry in the dehydrator at 110 f to a clean snap. Jars labeled with date and log ID. Fixes that paid. Shade cloth during the July miss. Extra spacing before flush 1 harvest window. Clean weight bags in the dunk tank. Short evening missed only once during a hot snap after the first dunk. Each fix links to notes, not guesswork. Simple ledger for OAK 01 year 1. Cut late winter. Rest 3 weeks. Inoculate March 22nd. Site NFA crib stack, shade near 80%. Dry spell miss early July, cracks sealed, shade cloth added, spacing lifted. First soak September 14th, 16 hours at 56 f. Pins day 5. Flush 1 total 2.6 pounds over 2 picks. Rest 7 weeks. Second soak November 10th, 18 hours at 52 f. Pins day 4. Flush 2 total 3.1 pounds over 3 picks. Year 1 total 5.7 pounds. No mold events after spacing and shade fixes. Labels legible. Tools clean. What you carry forward. Use a lead log to time soaks for a batch. Keep weekly weight notes even when rain feels steady. Photograph ends before each dunk. Add spacing where clusters pressed. Patrol slugs during peak sets. The notebook tells you what to repeat and what to stop. Quick Q&A. Hole spacing. Use 5/16 inch bit, 1 inch deep, holes 6 inches apart in each row, rows 2 to 3 inches apart, diamond offset. Keep 3 inch margins from both ends. Wax choice. Cheese wax holds elasticity over bark shifts. Beeswax works in cool zones if applied thin and warm, never hot. Either way, cover each hole and touch end grain with a light film. Shade level. Target 75 to 90%. Test at noon in midsummer. If hard sun reaches tops, add 60 to 80% cloth on a high frame. Remove cloth in cool, wet months to drop mold risk. Watering in heat. Evening spray to a uniform gloss, then stop. No puddles under racks. Return the next evening only if bark dulled fast. Thin logs need shorter, more frequent touches. Thick logs hold charge longer. Force or weight. Use 3 checks. White marbling at ends, or a white ring under bark. Weight holds longer after a hose session. Bark firm with slight give. If 2 of 3 read positive, soak. If not, keep the incubation routine. Soak hours by size. 3 to 4 inch logs, 12 to 16 hours. 5 to 6 inch logs, 16 to 20. 7 to 8 inch logs, 20 to 24. Count from full submersion. Green mold near holes. Open spacing. Improve airflow. Pause hose work for a few days. On a clear warm day, scrape spots and re-wax thin. Log the event and the fix. Slug pressure. Lift wood off soil. Add copper on legs. Patrol at dusk. Place iron phosphate bait on the outer gravel line, not on pallets. Loose bark or long cracks. Retire from forced cycles. Stand in a border and accept rain fruits until wood goes quiet. Knife or twist at harvest. Knife wins. Twisting tears bark and drags grit into food. Why labels matter. Strain date, hole count, log ID, site code. Records without labels lose value fast. Yield log system. Goal. Track inputs, timing, and weights by logs so decisions rest on facts, not memory. One sheet per yard. One row per pick works well for small sets. One sheet per batch. One block per log suits larger racks. Use short codes so helpers write the same way each time. Core columns. Log ID. Species. Diameter in inches. Cut date. Inoculation date. Strain code. Hole count. Site code and rack style. Shade percent estimate. Water notes this season. Readiness check result before each soak. Soak start date and time. Soak end date and time. Total soak hours. Water temperature at start. Drain time. Pin date. Harvest date. A grade weight. B grade weight. C grade weight. Total weight this pick. Flush number. Running total this flush. Running total this year. Issues seen. Actions taken. Next eligible soak date. Retirement date. Retirement reason. Simple formulas. Total weight this pick equals A plus B plus C. Running total this flush equals sum of pick weights until rest starts. Running total this year equals sum of all flush totals for the year. Days to pins equals pin date minus soak end date. Days in harvest window equals last pick date minus first pick date. File and label rules. File name format for sheets. Year underscore site code underscore batch dot XLSX. Tab names. Log IDs or flush numbers. Photo names. Log ID underscore end underscore A underscore before soak 1.jpg and log ID underscore end underscore A underscore after soak 1.jpg. Same for NB. Photos taped in the shop work if you prefer paper. Weekly review loop. Read last 7 days of notes. Check weight trend on lead logs. Confirm rest timers for each batch. Scan for repeats in issues and actions. Adjust only the batch with a flag, not the whole yard. Season wrap review. List totals per log, average days to pins, average window length, number of force cycles, mold or pest events. Circle weak performers. Write one change per week batch for next season. Shade tweak. Spacing change. Soak hour tweak. Rest length tweak. One change per batch avoids guesswork next year. Examples. Example pick row. OAK 01 Red Oak 4 cut 2 to 28, Inoc 3 to 22, LMM 216, NFA crib, 80, evening gloss and heat, ring present and weight holds, soak September 14th, 7 p.m., end September 15th, 11 a.m., 16H, 56F, drain 40 minutes, pins 9 to 20, harvest 9 to 23, A 1.3, B 0.3, C 0.0, pick total 1.6, flush 1, flush run 1.6, year run 1.6, note tight cluster tour, action widen gap row A, next soak eligible 11 to 5. Example issue row. Map, 03 sugar maple, green film at 3 holes after humid week, action space log by 2 inches and stop hose 5 days, scrape and thin rewax on 6 to 18, recheck clean on 6 to 19, no spread. Example retirement row. B02 beach bark loss over 1/3, 2 force cycles with weak sets, green return at caps after airflow fixes, retire 8 to 12, move to shrub border, reason age and bark loss. Helper card. One page near the rack. Check ribbon. Read gauge. Water to gloss if dull bark and low rain. Note date temp action. Flip batch tag. Never soak without 2 of 3 readiness signs. Record soak start and end. Record pins and picks. Weigh and grade. Clean tools. Short lines. No jargon. Common mistakes in records and fixes. Missing dates. Fix with calendar alerts and a clipboard on site. Mixed codes. Fix with a posted label key. One big sheet for the whole year turns slow. Fix with one file per site per year. Weights without grades hide quality loss. Fix with A, B, C columns every time. Quality metrics worth tracking. A grade ratio per flush. Days to pins by season. Harvest window length. Rest length between cycles. Issues per 100 holes. These show site health more than a single big number. Why this works. Soaks, rests, weights, and problems link across months. Records reveal links you do not feel day to day. You pick a single fix, then measure the result. Yield rises and labor drops.